right. Good morning, everybody. Glad that you've joined us today. We hope that this will be a fruitful and productive day and week for all of you. Our quote for today comes from A.W. Tozer. Religion always focuses on externals, but the spirit always focuses on our hearts. Think about it. On August 16, 1997, Northwest Airlines Flight 225 crashed just after taking off from Detroit Airport, killing 155 people. Only one person miraculously survived the crash, a four-year-old child from Tempe, Arizona, named Cecilia. She was the only survivor. News accounts began to say rescuers found Cecilia. When they found her, they did not believe she had been on the plane. Investigators first assumed Cecilia had been a passenger in one of the cars on the highways in which the airline crashed. But when the passenger register from the flight was checked, there was Cecilia's name. Cecilia survived the crash on the plane as it was falling because her mother, Paula Chacon, unbuckled her seatbelt, got down on her knees in front of her daughter, wrapped her arms around her, and held her close to her body as the plane fell from the sky. Cecilia's mother would not let her go. Nothing could separate the child from her mother's love, neither tragedy nor disaster, neither a falling plane, nor the flames that followed. Nothing could separate Cecilia from her mother's love. My sisters and brothers, there's not many things in life that we are certain we can depend on. We certainly can't depend on politicians because though they make promises, often they can't fulfill those promises because of majority vote, the political climate in the country, or they deliberately lie to us just to get in office. We certainly can't always depend on doctors or lawyers to successfully heal our bodies or to win our court cases because at best, they only have a license to practice. Sad to say, but we can't always depend on our children, our husbands or wives because often as time goes on, they change and not always for the better. And they become indifferent and sometimes even hostile. There's a song sung many years ago by Nina Simone entitled, Everything Must Change. I like the entire message of the song, but especially I like the chorus which says, there's not many things in life that we can be sure of, except rain comes from the clouds, sunlight from the sky, and hummingbirds do fly. These words suggest that the only things in life that we can be sure of are things in nature. Now, that might have been true in Nina Simone's day, but not today. Even with global warming and corporate pollution, we can no longer be certain that nature, though often unpredictable, will be able to sustain us in the future. But Paul, in his letter to the church at Rome, gives us the assurance that no matter how difficult, how frightening, how threatening, how overwhelming life gets, Christ will always be there with us. Threats to our well-being and our safety may occur. We may encounter physical dangers along the way. Our emotional peace or spiritual strength may be hard to maintain. But Paul gives us the assurance that Christ will always be there. I know you've heard it read before, Romans 8:35-39, you know it well. But allow me, if you will, to read it again for your spiritual enlightenment and encouragement. It reads, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Just as Cecilia's mother lowered herself in love, wrapped her body around her child, and would not let the threat of the plane crash pry her loving and protective arms away from shielding her daughter from the danger, likewise our Savior, Jesus Christ, left the glorious realm of heaven, lowered himself, and covered us with the sacrifice of his own body just to save us. We can be certain that no matter how difficult the times may get, Christ will always be with us. Let's pray. Our God, our King, great and glorious is your name in all the earth. As high as the heavens are above the earth, is as great your love is to us. And so we thank you, God, as we begin this day, depending on your love. Your promises are real. And you, God, you say what you say because you mean what you say. You are not a man that you should lie. And so, God, our futures are wrapped up in your promises. All that we live and all that we do, God, is dependent on what you have said to us. And so, God, in faith and trust and love, we walk into our futures, knowing that whatever comes our way, you will always be there. We are grateful, God, for the love that you have put in each of our hearts for each other. For truly, God, many of your promises are manifested through the love that we share. And so we're totally thankful and grateful for just being your children and you being our Father. We ask, God, that you would give us this day our daily bread and that you would not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. We are grateful, God, that as we walk forward, we have the confidence and the peace, the restful assurance that all things that occur work together for our good. And so with that assurance, God, we relax, we exhale, we rest in your love. Thank you, God, for the amazing grace and for the love that you give to us each day. We are truly grateful. And because of this, we honor and praise, glorify, edify, and uplift your name this day, now, and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, you guys have a good day. So glad to always have this time with you. But always remember this. Live each day in love with God. Bye.
Amen. Bye-bye.